Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You might not be surprised to hear this finding from a new study. Teachers and principals are dealing with job-related stress at a rate that's twice as high as the stress experienced by other working adults. That stress is creating teacher shortages in many states as more and more educators retire early or change their careers. Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service reports.
As principal of Baser Linwood High School near Kansas City, Jared Furman was a rising star. He has 2 decades in public schools and co-chaired a state task force on graduation requirements. State leaders called him energetic, innovative, an example for other principals. And this summer, he's leaving.
I'm going to go do HR in the corporate world and give it a shot out there.
The past few years have just been too much. Furman would often get to school before the buses at 7 a.m. and not leave until after a basketball game, around 15 hours later. There were days he never saw his wife and kids. And then there was all the hostility over masks or library books or whether the latest history lesson talked too much or too little about race.
It just wears on you. It's just exhausting, and I think I was just tired.
He's got company. Researchers with the RAND Corporation surveyed thousands of teachers and principals this year. They wanted to gauge how teachers around the country were feeling about their jobs 2 years into the COVID pandemic and whether they had considered leaving. Here's what they found.
A picture of stress and job dissatisfaction for many educators.
That's Elizabeth Steiner, RAND's Director of Research. She says about 3/4 of teachers and 85% of principals experience frequent job-related stress. About 1 in 3 teachers said they were likely to leave their jobs by the end of the school year.
And teachers were more likely than other working adults to say that they were experiencing burnout.
What does that mean for students? When teacher vacancies go up, student achievement goes down. That's because many schools have to cancel courses or cram more kids into a classroom. They rely more heavily on substitutes, or teachers who aren't certified in the math or history or science courses they're leading. Teacher morale plummeted over the course of the pandemic. It hasn't rebounded. Students fell behind, and teachers feel pressured to catch them up. They also feel overworked and unappreciated. During a school board meeting in a district near Kansas City last year, veteran teacher Diane O'Brien got emotional as she pleaded for community members to back off the criticisms or risk losing more teachers.
Now's the time for change. Something has to change.
Kansas reported about 1,400 teacher vacancies this spring, nearly double the number 2 years ago. Numbers due in October will almost surely reveal an even worse teacher shortage. The same goes for principals and superintendents. Here's Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson.
We are worried that we're going to have an educator shortage that may be the most severe we've ever seen.
The teacher shortage has been building for years, but mostly in specific areas like math, science, and special education. Now it's even hard to find kindergarten teachers. Cindy Deitch recently retired after more than 3 decades teaching kindergarten. She says the second-guessing of teachers started to wear on her.
We're micromanaged a lot, where we're told exactly what we're supposed to be teaching, when we're supposed to be teaching it.
Last year, Deitch had to test every student every quarter on more than 20 different reading standards. When she started teaching, it was 4. She says the constant testing made her feel like she wasn't actually teaching.
We weigh the cow and we weigh the cow, but we don't have time to feed the cow because we're weighing the cow so much.
Elizabeth Steiner, the RAND researcher, says school leaders should ask teachers what contributes to their stress and then ask for ideas to fix those problems. Teachers need more breathing room in their schedules, she says, and more control over what happens in the classroom.
If there's anything district and school leaders can do to address the things that teachers find difficult about their job, even though that's not directly a mental health support, it could help improve educators' mental health.
More vacancies could mean larger classes and even more stress on teachers. Kansas leaders are looking at potential solutions, including teacher apprenticeships and team teaching models. For Here and Now, I'm Suzanne Perez.